Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I don't believe it. Sometimes I don't believe it. Oh, oh my. Oh my God. Oh, oh my. Oh my God. Yeah, started once again for sinning like me. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I just can't believe it's love for me. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, why do you do it? Yeah, oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Gotta talk to him. When I think of the goodness, I can't help myself.
Oh, no, no.
I lose all control and I gotta tell someone else. Mm, and I'd be here all day if I really got into it. So I'ma just tell you like this, yeah. He's my
right in the dark, right in the spot.
He's my,
yeah, a million feet tall. And look at God.
He's my,
don't get me wrong, I've been there. He's funky real. But every time it gets hard, I be like,
oh my God,
yeah.
Started once again for a sinner like me.
Yeah, oh my God,
yeah.
I just can't believe it's love for me.
Yeah, oh.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to Morning Inspiration. Today is Marriage Monday. I'm your host, Reese.
And this is my husband, Tate.
He doesn't sound like he want to be up this morning. He does want to be up this morning, I guess. But yes, you guys, let me just tell you, this is what I'm talking about. Every time we do a show, there's something that happens. But on Marriage Mondays, it's just to the 10th power or something. So today, I'm you know, the show's ready and everything like that, and we're ready to go live, and then something happens with the computer, and I mean, I could just go on and on. I literally had to retype and redo certain things like 4 times before this went through, and in the midst of doing it, I'm getting frustrated, and I'm just like, you know, forget it, you know, just like another time, you know, I'll just wait and get back on Wednesday. But I was just like, you know, it's all happening for a reason. And I love, you know, I love doing Marriage Mondays. It's really fun. So today we have a hot topic for you. And the topic is, can you give advice? Can you give marriage advice when? So when it's like when your marriage isn't perfect, when you're still going through problems, all that type of stuff. So I think that's a hot topic, you guys. I think it'll be very interesting to hear if anybody calls in today, just to hear their thoughts about the whole situation. So I guess we could just jump right in. So I'm going to just have Nate start it off. So can you give it marriage advice when your marriage isn't perfect?
Yeah, I feel like you can. I don't know. Like, I feel like if that were the case and you couldn't give advice, then that means nobody can give advice about anything because nobody has perfected any type of thing in life, period. You know what I mean? I just feel like you can't give advice because there's certain things in the marriage that you learned from and moved past and learned how to deal with in different ways that works for you without the frustration and confusion and different things like that. And if people are going through things that are similar to the things that you've moved past, then, yeah, I feel like it's great, you know, to be able to give advice to those people and you can give advice. So that's what I think about that.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way, I guess. It's just like, what is perfect anyway? And like he was saying, you know, so nobody is perfect. So, I mean, if we was waiting on someone to be perfect, I think we would be waiting forever. No one will be able to give advice to anyone because no one is perfect. No marriage is perfect. No person is perfect. So, you know, I feel like that's a very big thing, but I know that I heard this before. some people that I actually watch on Periscope, they started a church, and people were just like, I guess they were giving like marriage advice for a certain day of the week. And they have a little back, you know, history, a little story, you know, with how they met and, you know, them getting together and getting married, you know, even having like a baby out of wedlock and, you know, just a lot of different stuff. So a lot of people were just, you know, whether they were in church or not, just people hearing about it because they are, you know, considered celebrities. But when people heard, they were just like, you know, how can they give advice on marriage and look how they met or whatever, just going off of what they heard and not really knowing facts and different stuff like that. They just went off of that. And, you know, they kind of just, that kind of bothered me because I was just like, what do you mean? So now we have a criteria. Now we have like a list of stuff that you have to be like good at or perfect at or whatever at in order to give advice to someone else. And what do you think about that?
No. None of that makes any sense. Yeah, like I don't feel that way at all. It shouldn't be any type of criteria, or you don't have to be a certain type of person. Like you could live in the most lavish house and live the most lavish lifestyle, and you can even get advice from somebody off the street, you know, just mm-hmm. because, you know, the cards that they were dealt them to living on the street doesn't mean that they don't have pretty much a word that can resonate with you. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
I mean, would you be upset if someone told you that, like, okay, you can't give advice to anyone because your marriage isn't perfect or because you still have problems in your marriage? How would you address that person?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I would. I mean, I wouldn't agree with it, but just because my marriage is not where I would like it to be, I guess, at that point in time, I do know what steps I can take to get it there. It's just getting, you know, your spouse to be on the same journey with you. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you'll have different problems and things like that, and it's not like you don't know how to fix them. It's just doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Committing to making those steps forward to fix the problem. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I would have, you know, been bothered by it. They took it pretty well, but I would have been bothered by it because even people, what about people, this is a good point, what about people that aren't even married? What about people that aren't married and then like trying, okay, we're going to flip it. Some people that aren't married trying to give you advice about marriage before you get married or even while you're in a marriage. On what to do. What? I mean.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that they can necessarily give you advice on marriage per se, but as far as relationships go, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't really change whether you're married or not. The marriage is just the commitment that you make to each other. You know what I mean? But you still have a relationship, like, somebody would if they were just, you know, a boyfriend and girlfriend or something like that. You know what I mean?
What about,
I guess it would just depend on what it is that they're trying to get me to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because, you know, we hear about, you know, people who aren't married, you know, whether in your family or just friends, you know what I'm saying? Like some of your friends who aren't even married and they're trying to, you know, give you a marriage advice. And some of them aren't even in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's hard when they're trying to give you advice and you don't want to be rude. You want to just say, hey, listen, you ain't married. You don't know what I'm going through. nope, sorry, that won't work. You know what I'm saying? But so can there be a balance? There's certain things that you think they could, because I know, okay, wait. I know I'm going all over the place. What about people that have been through divorce? Would you take advice from someone that's been through a divorce? And let's go one divorce, and then let's go to somebody that's been married twice and has got a divorce twice.
Like, these are some good questions. I don't know if I should have waited to do different ones, but this is coming in my hand. I'm just like, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah. I feel like they should be able to as well, you know, because they learn from the mistakes that caused them to get divorced in the first place. You know what I mean? And through time, they figure out different, I guess, situations and scenarios that they could have maybe done differently, so that they wouldn't end up in that position, regardless if they've been married once, twice, three times. You know what I'm saying? These are still different individuals that they're being married to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that kind of could give you a little, what's the word I'm trying to say? Kind of like a step up to knowing, you know, different personalities and what you can do to prevent certain things with different types of people.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. I think you can get advice from people that have been through a divorce. I just feel like you have to know the person or something. You know what I mean? Because you got two different type of people, and it could be more, but different type of people that get a divorce, and you got the bitter person. And then you got the person who was just like, you know, okay, they've moved on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're at peace with it. But then you got, you know, so you got the bitter person. It's like, you don't really want to take advice from the bitter person. Because that person could lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Kind of look out for those types of things. Because you don't want people to do things like out of spite. You know what I mean? Take advice from people working on things like that, or have those types of, that type of mindset. You want to have people who have, like, more of a clear mindset, you know what I mean? They're not so negative about things. You know, they can look at positive things out of the situation that they came from. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Not the person that's just newly has divorced and kind of just like, you know, be careful of this because, you know, I mean, okay, just like those people, this is really funny to me. I don't know. This is funny because you get people who are like, listen, make sure you have your separate bank account. How many of y'all out there heard this before? Make sure you have your own bank account set to the side, secretive account, whether it's, you know, most people, you know, have a secret account being married to the side. And it's supposed to be like your account for you to have stuff set up for if you were to get a divorce or something, you will have something to fall back on. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be, you know, caught off guard. You'll be able to survive without, you know, your spouse's support or something. So I'm just like, I think that's really funny. But see, that's advice for a person that
is not all the way into the marriage. They're thinking about it being over before it even gets started.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't agree with it. That's why I don't agree. I don't agree with it just because I feel like you're setting yourself up. You're already in a mental, because see, a lot of things happen with our mind already. So, I mean, I see nothing wrong with you know what I'm saying, like being like, hey, I want to put a few dollars aside, blah, blah. But if your intent is putting that money aside or putting it in a separate account for if you were to get a divorce, like that's the part I have a problem
with. See, the big thing too with that too is those people want you to have those accounts without your spouse knowing about it.
Right,
you know what
that's
saying?
The point.
What's
there we
wrong
go.
With you just letting me know, hey, I want to have an account to put some, you know, money to the side here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a communication type of thing, but it's not more so if something happens, you just want to feel independent as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
definitely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Definitely. I want to get this caller on because I want to see what she has to say. So, hello, welcome to the Morning Inspiration. Can you hear me?
Hello.
No. Okay. So, I'll try it again in a minute. But so yeah, you know, I think that it's definitely one of those things where you have to just, I don't know, have discernment. you have to know when to take advice and when not to, I guess.
Like, and just because somebody gives you advice, you kind of decipher through your own, I guess, thoughts that you might have based off of the things that they have. Because when people give me advice, it's not like they tell me and then I just go exactly off of what they say. Mm-hmm. I already have an idea, you know, of what I might do with a certain situation, you know, and for me, a lot of times it might be more so for confirmation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not more so for just advice,
you know,
so.
That's what I was going to say. And you want to make sure that someone you're taking advice from is for your marriage, not against it. You know what I mean? So, like, if there's a person that,
for marriage, period,
and for your marriage, to me, because it's like when you have a person who you know, they know that you go through things in marriage, okay, that marriage is imperfect. No relationship, let me just say. No relationship. I think people put thing on marriage, and it's ridiculous because it's like, listen, whether you have a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, don't y'all still have problems all the time? Like, when you have a friendship relationship, it ain't a perfect relationship all the time. You still go, whether it's your family, your friends, whoever it is, just relationships in general
have problems because
you're dealing with two different people, you know, or just two people, two individuals, period. You know what I'm saying? They have different mindsets, different thoughts about different things, so it's always going to be something there. But so let me just say, you have a person who you know, offers you, like, marriage books or a person to listen to, you know what I'm saying, like somebody that's, like, trying to help you through your marriage versus someone that is kind of like, well, make sure you have your bank account set aside, or make sure you such and such, or you need to go, you know what I'm saying? You need, you know, it's just like, that is the person you don't want to take advice from, because that person is setting you up for the mental thought of letting your marriage go. And then the other person is setting you up for the mental thought that you can make it through no matter what you're going through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you want to kind of realize the person that you're taking your advice from, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and just know, like, you can give advice. You can give it. Listen, my answer is yes. You can give advice even when your marriage isn't perfect, because there's no perfect marriage. Even when you're still going through things in marriage, even when you haven't mastered your, you know, certain things. Because for me, it's like there are certain things I can give advice on what to do, or certain things like that. And I think sometimes God uses that to preach back to ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, so I mean, for us to feel like preachers or pastors do this all the time. Sometimes when they have those sermons, sometimes those sermons aren't just for everyone else. Sometimes it's for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's confirmation to yourself or whatever you're going through. They minister to themselves a lot. So, I mean, that's just my thought about it.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, that's my thought. So let's go for the quote for today.
And the quote for today is, no relationship is all sunshine, but two people can share one umbrella and survive storm together. Again, if no relationship is all sunshine, but two people can share one umbrella and survive the storm together.
Mhm. What do you think about that? Wow, that's a nice quote. What do you think?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it explains pretty much what, you know, what it is. You know, when it comes to relationships, you know, it's pretty much what we've been saying. You know, it's not gonna be perfect. You know, but if you work together with the person that you're with, at the end of the day, everything's gonna come out fine.
Mm-hmm. And also, I like how it says, like, two people can share one umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you have to be on one goal. Like, your umbrella is your goal. You have to be one goal. And if you decide, like, okay, I want to do things my way, so you under your own umbrella, and then the other person is like, I want to do it my way, and they're under their own umbrella, you won't survive the storm together. You might survive it individually, you know what I'm saying, but not together. Like, you won't really, like, what I'm trying to say is you won't really survive the storm, like, per se, but in your own, like, I think it's more mental way you would have, because you're doing things your own way, you know what I'm saying? But you won't really survive the storm unless you do it together.
Right.
Like, that's the whole big
right.
point. Unless you do it together, you won't survive the storm.
Right.
It could be mental, and you could be thinking to yourself, like, hey, no, I'm past that point, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing it on your own, how you're stuck in your own way, under
mm-hmm.
your own umbrella, under your own goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So then,
right.
so then you don't really survive the storm. You know what I'm saying? You just... Mentally, you're coasting through. You're just comfortable.
Well,
you're
the other person is still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I think. I think you guys have to have the same goal under, you know, the same goal together, working together, and you guys will be it. It'll work.
Yeah.
It'll work because God is for marriage. So you know, God's for marriage. Huh, it's not nothing that can happen that. You know, he won't have an answer for, or he won't be able to help you through. You know, it is just hard with relationships in general, you know. And I don't want anyone to think that because we're doing a marriage Monday that our marriage is perfect. Because like we said before, no marriage is perfect. Not one on the earth is perfect. You still learn. All the time,
every day.
And you still try to improve. And the biggest part is when you are making moves to improve and making
right.
moves to doing things and not just set in your way and not just stubborn, not just, you know, all about yourself. But when your spouse, the greatest thing to see is when you've asked your spouse or have talked to them about something and you see them try to make that change. You see them trying, even though... It
you
might not be. Yeah, yeah,
again.
You might slip every now and again, but
that,
you see them
that
trying.
That effort that's being put forth.
Yep.
To make things better.
Yep.
Or
make
things
work. And it's great when you see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, sometimes I'm telling you, like, this is my TMI, too much information moment. But sometimes, you know, I'm a person sometimes to try to change certain things, and I try to change it quickly, and I end up. Being hard on myself about it, and it ends up only lasting most of the time for about a week. If it lasts for 2 weeks, it's on and off, okay? And so that's the thing. You have to know that when you're trying to change something or become better, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but just continue to – don't beat yourself up if, you know, you only do that thing only for 4 days out of seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just know and see the progress that you've made and what you're doing, and also try to encourage for doing those things and acknowledge those things, because that, you know, that makes them feel all, you know,
mm-hmm.
the better with what they're doing and everything like that. Even if
right.
it's something that you think they should have already been known, they should have already known a long time ago. You know, they should have changed this how many years ago. But the fact is that they finally got it. And that they're trying to make that change and trying to do better, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, well, we just want to leave you with those thoughts today, and I hope that this that this show really helped you in some way, you know, ending it with you can give advice in a marriage, even if your marriage isn't perfect, even when you're still going through things, you can give advice. It's okay, you know. Pray and talk to God and make sure, like, this is what I always do. I just pray and I say, God, if there's something that I have said that is not in agreement or alignment with you, then I ask that you just erase it from their memory. Don't let them even think about it anymore. You know what I'm saying? But if it's your will, I know, you know, that everything will go smooth and that it'll be able to help them out and things like that. So I don't know if y'all do that, but that's what I do, because that's what I do to try to make sure that I'm not being held accountable for messing up somebody's life with my own opinion, because sometimes our own opinion, it doesn't align with what God wants, you know, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's why we have to continually be in prayer and, you know, have someone that you can talk to, find someone that you can talk to when you're going through these things, you know. It's always good to have a person on our side, you know, being able to help you. So anything you have to say before we get out of here?
No, I think you pretty much got it. Get everything on the head.
All right, everybody. Well, remember that today is a beautiful day. whether it's looking beautiful outside or not. And so don't waste it. I'm your host, Reese.
This is Nate.
And Reese, I will see you on Wednesday for Won't He Do It Wednesday. Peace, you guys. Have a great day and have a blessed week.
Once again, fussing it like me. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I just can't believe it's love for me. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, why do you do it? Yeah, oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Down top to him. When I think of the goodness, I can't help myself.
Oh no.